And our next shadow is from the founder of Spintoons himself, Spintown and Company, Villager Lullaby.
Hush now, my child, the monsters are near. The moon's shining bright, but we're safe in here. Outside our little home, shadows start to crawl. Listen to the moan, and just beyond the wall. Sleep tight, little one, don't you make a sound. The zombies are lurking with maybe some drown.
And I know that Ryan will have some thoughts here about something that I'll let him take on when it's his turn. But for now, I sort of feel a little bit similar about this song as I do about the Halloween Lullaby by Panna Cotta Army, which is that we've got monsters and scary stuff, and we're doing a lullaby that's a little bit creepy, and it just, as a concept, doesn't particularly grab me. I hope it doesn't drag me screaming into the night. But I do think that the language is, you know, the gate has been closed, the dog's on guard, the windows are shutted, the door is bolted tight. There is a lot of concrete language. We can sort of picture these blocky Minecraft villagers huddled in their houses, and we can picture the zombies outside. I don't know what maybe some drowned means. I don't know if there's a particular kind of zombie in Minecraft. I don't know Minecraft really. But there's some good details in the lyrics, and Joe does the music, and, you know, we know that he can do that sort of epic hair metal, or, you know, that kind of sound that he's been doing. This is very different, and I think he did it really well as well, so it's nice to see some range in terms of genre. So basically, I think it's a good version of what it is. And what it is does not grab me as super compelling, but it's a good listen and it's well done.
Yeah, I think the thing about zombies drowning is that the Minecraft monsters, I think they have a pathing algorithm which can occasionally take them into water when trying to attack you, and they're not very smart about it and they just drown. I think that's the idea there. Yeah, and this reminded me a lot about, like, the Panna Cotta Army's Halloween Lullaby. But I guess Minecraft has actual monsters, so this one is slightly different in that these monsters can actually hurt you. I think Spintown's voice here comes through strong and clear. I like the outro section, and I did like the musical change-up. It's nice that we're not listening to another sort of 80s hair metal type song, so I think I like this one the most from all of their entries in the contest so far.
Yeah, my first notes were actually asking, you know, is this a Minecraft song? And are the characters in Minecraft called villagers and things like that?
Yes, they are.
Okay, all right. And but the other thing I noted was it doesn't really matter all that much, because it could easily double as a lullaby completely unrelated to Minecraft. You know, if you were in the habit of just singing lullabies about zombies, then yeah. Judging it just as a song, it's, I'm going to call it out, it's more of a novelty song, and that's fine. It's performed well, and maybe with a bit more mugging intonation, if you know what I mean. The thing is, though, and I know, Chumpy, you haven't read the bio, so this is going to be a surprise to you, maybe, but I was amazed that they used AI on this song. Like, amazed in the worst way possible. What they did was they used AI on the lyrics for this song. And I'm going to call that out because those couplets are simple and they are not clever. And it's hard to imagine that they couldn't come up with better lyrics on their own. I remember listening to an NPR story months ago on what I believe was the AI program Suno. And I remember being amazed at how clean and convincing the songs were, how good they were, essentially. But the longer I listened, the more I picked out these tired cliches and repeated rhymes. Like, literally every song that they had as an example rhymed tonight with all right, you know, and things like that. And some of these lyrics seem similarly kind of hackneyed. So anyway, stop using AI. It's like cheating at solitaire. And how can you be proud of a song that you didn't write? Even if you, you know, kind of co-wrote it with AI, wouldn't you feel better about writing a song without an asterisk next to it? Like, I'm sure that soon enough, this attitude is going to be dismissed as old-fashioned or Luddite. But for now, I'm going to continue to denigrate the notion of AI music in these competitions. That's what I wanted to say.
I think this is the tamest and most boring use of AI. Basically, he asked for some phrases that could be used in a lullaby. It says, it gave me 20 phrases. I end up using the following. Close your eyes, my dear. The moon is shining bright. Hush now, my little one. And this is just, you could just read a bunch of lullaby lyrics and you would get the same information. So it's not really contributing creatively because it's just a... it's just a list of lyrics. So
yeah, and we've heard, you know, recently three other songs by this guy, and all of those songs' lyrics were better than these, and they were more involved and more interesting and more insightful than these. So it's kind of like, why did you bother when you can write better than AI, certainly, at least than what you chose for this song? So I'm just surprised and disappointed.